Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev. You know, we could give you a long list of reasons why you should feel good about yourself. But here are seven reasons that we were directed to share with you on feeling good about yourself. First, encourage others by listening to them. When you listen to others, they will eventually do the same for you.
You know, it's actually sowing seed.
That's exactly right. That's very good. As we've discussed before several times, the letters which form the word listen also create the word silent. I do think that there's a reason. Everybody should understand, honey, there's a reason God gave us two ears and one mouth. It's been recommended that perhaps we should listen twice as much as we talk. It is rude and disrespectful to interrupt someone when they're speaking. There's a difference between hearing and listening.
And you have a scripture that gives seven keys. This is a blog, I know, seven keys to be an effective listener. I'd encourage you to go to www.haroldherring.com. and search for this teaching. It'll take you further into the rewards of being an effective listener. Anyway, just passing that along. Let me read the scripture. Here it is, James 1:19. James 1, verse 19, Classic Amplified says, "Understand this, my beloved brethren. Let every man be quick to hear, a ready listener, slow to speak, slow to take offense, and to get angry." And there's another great scripture that goes right along with this. Proverbs 12, verse 15. Proverbs 12, verse 15 in the New Living Translation says, "Fools think their own way is right, but the wise listen to others."
You know, honey, that scripture says it all. It really does. As you pointed out, the law of sowing and reaping is activated when we listen to others, because they will in turn listen to us. That's a powerful point. Plus, being a good listener will make you feel good, just like Jesus said it would.
Oh, wow. Second, accept yourself as you are, but always be looking for God to make change in you to make it even better. No matter how good you feel about yourself, there's always room for change. Remember, change starts inside you. Then it begins to flow through you to your environment. Matter of fact, my husband likes to say change is a door that can only be opened from the inside.
It's true.
The best way to change our world is to change the way we think.
Say that again.
The best way to change our world is to change what and the way we think.
Absolutely.
Change is going to come in our lives one way or another. Either it will precipitate the change, maybe, let me put it this way, be better. Either you precipitate the change for good, or circumstances may change things for the worse.
Good.
There is one absolute when it comes to change, and that is God does not change. Hallelujah. Never has, never will. But we can change things when they need changing, and we should. Malachi 3:6 gives us these important words that we need to sink down deep in our hearts. "For I am the Lord, I change not." We don't have to worry about God changing on us. By trusting God, obeying his instructions, good change is coming into our lives.
Hallelujah. Third, do something good for others every single day. One of the things that should be on our daily to-do list is doing something to bless or help someone else. Our act of kindness need not be big. Sometimes it's the small things that have the greatest impact or create a lasting remembrance. A phone call, an email, a personal note, recognizing someone for their accomplishments when others don't or haven't. The list could go on. Truthfully, it could. If we purpose and plan to do something good for someone else every day, we're activating scriptural principles that are going to bless us beyond measure. Yes, with each daily act of kindness, we will feel good about ourselves.
That's true. And our go-to scripture.
That's it.
My husband says this is his, how do you say it? Foundational scripture of his life.
It defines my life.
That's right. Ephesians 6:8. It says, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free.
You know, honey, the scriptural application of Ephesians 6:8, if you will, is powerful. If we offer someone else encouragement, God will do the same for us. And can you imagine what joy it'd be to be encouraged by the Lord?
Hallelujah. Amen.
If we exhort and edify someone else in the word, God will do the same thing for us. If we bless someone else with the gift of our time, God will multiply our time. If we sow into someone else's life, God will sow into our lives. Some people have compared Ephesians 6:8 to the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Now that's nice. It's eloquent, even moral. But I'm much more interested in having God do unto me what I've done for others. In other words, we should want our reward from God for obeying his divine instruction. Our good deeds will bring glory and honor to the Lord. Yes, what we've done for others, he is going to do for us.
Fourth, learn to accept compliments as your due. Never minimize the good things other people say about you. Stop saying you don't deserve compliments for a job well done. For one thing, I don't think anybody's going to compliment you unless they feel like you deserve it. So we need to learn to receive praise and compliments with humility and graciousness. Just accept someone's compliment doesn't mean that you're automatically taking credit from God. We frequently receive very complimentary words for the things that we, well, write, or my husband puts on Facebook, or I do, or Twitter, and wherever. And our response is, thank you. We're blessed by your kind and encouraging words, and to God be the glory, because we do feel that what we say does come through from him.
That's right.
Never say you don't deserve it, because speaking those words, you're giving life to them.
Think about that.
Yeah, really. Receiving a compliment is not prideful, but thankful. Not only should we know how to receive compliments, but we should also know how to give them. In 1 Thessalonians 5:11 in the New International Version, it says, therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. Giving and receiving compliments is a simple way to feel good about yourself.
Fifth, list past successes and refer to the list often, no matter how long or short the list is. This exercise, just doing this one exercise, can turn a bad day to a great day. Write down how God has blessed you in the past 24 hours in every area of your life. Then I want you to praise him for it. Even though nearly everyone has experienced financial or personal setbacks, we have plenty to be thankful for. There are too many basics in life that we sometimes take for granted.
That's so true.
The fact that we're able to speak these words, that you're able to hear these words, that's plenty to be thankful for.
And the fact that God woke you up this morning, clothed you in the mind of Christ.
Absolutely.
And you're able to, we're believing, and you may be listening to the call later in the day, true. But this morning, we're believing really and truly that your day is going to be so blessed, and you're starting it off right with rich thoughts for breakfast.
And this marvelous Monday is going to be the best Monday of your life.
Amen. And this week, hallelujah.
See, the only way to escape what you're going through is by praising God for what you've got. Colossians 2:7, New International Version. Rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness.
Sixth, don't compete with others. Just compete with yourself. Or if you really want competition, compete with how good you can be for God. We don't need to compare ourselves to others, though. That's the basic point of this. Galatians 6:4-5 in God's Word translation says, each of you must examine your own actions. Then you can be proud of your own accomplishments without comparing yourself to others. Assume your own responsibility. This means that we are accountable for our actions, what we do or don't do, how we act or how we react, what we say or maybe don't say. We really can't blame anybody else for our actions. We're the master of our own ship, the creator of our own destiny, and we're to continually inspect what we're doing and how it lines up with his word. When we know that we've done the best job possible, then there's no need to compare ourselves with others or to anyone else. In Galatians 6:4 in the New Living Translation, it says, pay careful attention to your own work. Then you will get the satisfaction of a job well done, and you won't need to compare yourself to anyone else. So really, it's in the scripture, it's ridiculous to compare ourselves with anybody else. In 2 Corinthians 10:12 in the Living Bible, it says, oh, don't worry. I wouldn't dare say that I am as wonderful as these other men who tell you how good they are. Their trouble is that they only are comparing themselves with each other and measuring themselves against their own little ideas. What stupidity.
Wow.
Yeah.
That says it.
That says it.
Seventh, always confess rich thoughts.
Amen.
You can't think positive thoughts while speaking negative words. Impossible. Success or failure, victory or defeat, excellence or mediocrity, all begin in the mind. Never allow what other people think or say about you to change your thoughts about your ability to achieve your dreams and goals. It's what you think, but how God thinks about you, that will determine your destiny. Proverbs 23:7. As he a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Every thought, word, action, and reaction we experience begins in the mind. Thoughts have substance. Think about that. Thoughts have substance. The things we think about are the things we speak about. The things we speak about are the things we bring about.
Amen.
Unfortunately, honey, many people grew up thinking about negative things that others have said to them.
That's right.
It's time to stop letting other people use your head as a septic tank. Today, whenever you hear this call, that's today. You can begin to put the pure, the powerful, and the positive precepts from the Word of God into your mind. You can actually change your attitude about yourself when you stop letting negative thoughts dominate your mind.
Amen.
And that's
if people have said negative things to you, maybe growing up, like Harold said, have said negative things to you. Well, when you recognize it, which you have, then that's the time to not let that have dominion over you anymore.
And you've taken a big step toward thinking rich thoughts.
That's right.
By dialing in and joining us every day.
Amen.
Because I guarantee you, you won't hear negative stuff during this 13 minutes we share together.
Amen. Jumpstart your day.
Hallelujah. Go to haroldherring.com if you've been blessed by the teaching or the ministry. Double click on the button that says sow a seed and just do what God tells you to do. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.